some clerks hold in that felicity stands in delight, and therefore certain he, this noble January, with all his might, in honest wise, as longeth to a night, shope him to live full deliciously. His housing, his array, as honestly to his degree, was maked as a king's. Amongst other of his honest things, he made a garden, walled all with stone. So fair a garden, what I know where none. For out of doubt I verily suppose that he that wrote the Romance of the Rose, ne could of it the beauty well devise. Nor Priapus ne might not suffice, though he be god of gardens, for to tell the beauty of the garden. And the well that stood under a laurel always green. Full often time he Pluto and his queen Proserpina and all her fairy disporten them and maken melody about that well, and danced, as men told. This noble knight, this January the old, such dainty has in it to walk and play that he will no wight suffer bear the key save he himself. For of the small wicket he bore always of silver a clicket, with which, when that him lest, he it unshut. And when that he would pay his wife her debt, in summer season thither would he go, and May his wife, and no wight but they two. And things which that were not done abed, he in the garden performed them and sped. And in this wise many a merry day lived this January and fresh May. But worldly joy may not always endure to January nor to no creature. O sudden hap, O thou fortune unstable, like to the scorpion so deceivable, that flutterest with thine head when thou wilt sting. Thy tail is death through thine envenoming. O brittle joy, O sweet venom quaint, O monster, that so subtly canst paint thy gifts under hue of steadfastness that thou deceivest both more and less. Why hast thou January thus deceived, that haddest him for thy full friend received? And now thou hast bereft him both his iron, for sorrow of which desireth he to dien. Alas! This noble January, free amid his lust and his prosperity, is waxen blind, and that all suddenly. He weepeth and he waileth piteously. And therewithal the fire of jealousy, lest that his wife should fall in some folly, so burnt his heart that he would fain that some man both her and him had slain. For neither after his death nor in his life, ne would he that she were love nor wife, but ever live as widow in clothes black, sole as the turtle that has lost her make. But at the last, after a month or tway, his sorrow gan assuage, sooth to say. For when he wist it may no other be, he patiently took his adversity, save out of doubt he may not forgone that he in his jealous evermore in one. Which jealousy it was so outrageous that neither in hall nor in no other house nor in no other place never the more he would not suffer her to ride or go, but if that he had hand on her alway. For which full oft weepeth fresh May, that loveth Damien so benignly, that she must either die in suddenly, or else she must have him as her lest. She waiteth when her heart would burst. Upon that other side, Damien becomen is the sorrowfullest man that ever was. For neither night nor day ne might he speak a word to fresh May as to his purpose of no such matter, but if that January must it hear that had a hand upon her evermore. But natheless, by writing to and fro in privy signs, wist he what she meant. And she knew eke the fine of his intent.